Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Detweiler's here, too. Jerry is a 14, count them, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts on financing and credit on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's been doing it for a long time. She's an educational director for NAV, which I'll get her to tell us about in a little bit. And she's here to help us out. Jerry with a G, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Jerry. You're always welcome here. Credit cards have been a huge part of our lives since the first Diners Club back in the 50s. And I don't even know where we'd be without them. And, of course, we use more plastic now than ever. I have to admit I carry less cash around than I used to. I have to admit that I probably put a dollar and a quarter on a debit card before. I'm kind of ashamed to say that. But in business, credit cards, I know people who've launched international companies. They're now international companies, and they launched them in the 30 years ago with the balances they had on five credit cards. It's a big deal to a lot of businesses, isn't it?
It really is. And with business credit cards, one of the beauties of that type of financing, well, I'd say two things. One is that it is accessible to startups. So there's very limited funding to many startups, but a startup can get a business credit card because they're going to look at your personal credit and income from all sources. And then I think the other thing is you have someone looking over your back, right? You get the credit, mm-hmm. and you spend it as you choose. And that could be good or bad, depending on how you use it.
It is expensive. It is expensive credit, but as my dad told me one time when I complained about interest, he said, son, that's the price you pay for being poor.
Well, the good thing, Jim, is there are offers out there with 0% for 12, 14, 18 months, and that might be enough to get that business, like you're talking about, the examples you shared, that may be enough to get you off the ground.
Right. No, that's exactly right. There's no question about it. I mean, there's no telling how many businesses that are still small. Now, they don't have to become unicorns. Businesses that are still small, but they're solid businesses that raised a family and provided jobs. They started with $2,500 limit on a MasterCard or something. So it does happen. But now should we differentiate between a person having a credit card that they use in their business and an actual business credit card? And I'll tell you why. Because I started out that way. I started out with just personal credit. And then eventually I have now credit cards that are strictly for my business. They're business credit cards. They're not just numbers that I've assigned to my business. They actually are business credit card. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So small business credit cards are different in some ways than personal credit cards. And one of the biggest advantages is how they report. So some small business credit cards don't show up on your personal credit. So if you do need to carry a balance seasonally or because your business is expanding, whatever it is, it's not going to impact your personal credit. On the other hand, all small business credit cards report to at least one of the business credit bureaus, like Dun & Bradstreet or Equifax or Experian Commercial or the Small Business Financial Exchange, SBFE, so they can help you build business credit if you pay them on time. So that's one big advantage of going the business credit card route as opposed to the personal credit card route.
Right. And of course, it's you point out that it's safer to use credit cards for your business than debit cards. Tell us why.
Yeah, credit cards, including small business credit cards, are covered by the Truth in Lending Act. So if they're lost and stolen and used by a thief, then your maximum liability is $50, and I don't know any issuer who's even going to charge you that.
Right.
Business debit cards are not covered by the same law that covers consumer debit cards. There's no federal law in the case of loss or theft. So while most issuers are going to try to make you whole, there's no time period. And so, Jim, I interviewed an entrepreneur, a very successful business. She used her business debit card at a gas pump, and there was a skimmer attached.
Yeah.
So the crook got the information. They wiped out this business bank account, and it took her more than 3 months to get that money back into her bank account.
Wow.
And in the meantime, she had bills to pay.
Yeah.
So I really want business owners using a business debit card to make sure that they're careful, they have alerts set up, they talk
I don't have,
to their issuer,
I don't have
maybe
one.
Just consider.
I have a debit,
yeah,
I have a debit
I
card available.
Credit card.
I have a debit card available to me from and I don't use it. I don't have it. I don't carry it.
Yeah, that's my preference. I understand sometimes for one reason or another, a business owner might use it. If you do, just watch really carefully and take advantage of those alerts so if there is something suspicious. Now, I have to give a caveat here on the credit cards, and that is if you're giving credit cards to your employees, you've authorized them to use that card,
right.
And even if they spend it on something you don't want them to spend it on, it's still your problem, not the card issuers. If you've authorized them to use
the card. They're
not going
to protect you from your own organization.
That's right. That's right. And fortunately, we see so many great tools now on business credit cards where you can set up a spending limit for that employee, or you can even limit the types of stores that they can use that card in. So if you just want them filling up gas, you can limit it to, you know, fuel and convenience stores as opposed to being able to go shopping anywhere.
You know, here's another thing that's really important. Folks, the quicker you can get your bills, your business bills, over on a credit card like an American Express credit card that gives you points, the quicker you can do that, anybody that will take a credit card and not charge you a fee for it, let them do that. I'll tell you, Jerry, I don't know how much over the years we've gone on a lot of nice vacations because of the points from our American Express. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The issuers really want small business cardholders because they spend more. And so they're going to offer very lucrative rewards if you go the small business credit card route. And so travel is very popular with many small business owners, and cash back. I know one veterinarian, he told me, he said, I get the 2% cash back. He said, I save the cash back all year, and that's our Christmas party for my staff.
No kidding. It worked, folks. It works. I promise you. My wife is the queen of credit card the Advantage programs. Quick break, right back with our good friend Jerry Detweiler. She's the education director at NAB. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.